when I was initially invited to become an Australia Day ambassador, it really is a huge honor. Australia Day is a very meaningful day. To actually go out into the community and represent the community on a day like that is very special. The other important part about Australia Day is it's often Citizenship Day for a lot of people. You actually are present at the citizenship ceremony of many new Australians. And having been a new Australian myself 27 years ago, I always find it a very moving ceremony.
That's right. I mean, you're not Australian born. You immigrated to Australia, you said, 27 years ago. So it must be quite incredible to see new migrants coming to Australia and you as a proud Australian welcoming them and handing their citizenship certificate. Tell us about those ceremonies.
Yeah, the ceremony is a very beautiful ceremony. I mean, you have to acknowledge that you're going to uphold the values of Australia. And I'm always thinking about the extraordinary opportunities that await these people that they may or may not even be aware of at this young stage, you know, early stage in their lives. They've certainly come from all walks of life, all nationalities. And it is, I think, one of the hugest privileges to be an Australian. And that's certainly the message that I give at my Australia Day celebrations, is what a privilege, what an opportunity, what a responsibility, and how important it is to manage this day so well, because it's the beginning of a new life in a new country.
We are talking to Ronnie Khan, Australia Day Ambassador. Ronnie Khan is also the CEO and founder of Oz Harvest. This is an incredible project. Can you please tell us about it?
Oz Harvest is now 12 years old, and our purpose is to nourish our country. And we do that in four different ways. We do that through food rescue, making sure that good food does not go to waste. We do that through education. And so part of our education program is to teach vulnerable people how to cook. It's to take youth who are disadvantaged and put them through a training program, a hospitality training program, so that they get skilled and can break the cycle of intergenerational poverty. We also need to educate all of us, consumers, because a third of all food that's produced globally goes to waste. Hard to understand those numbers. They are so huge.
In Israel, actually, there is an initiative that almost copies Oz Harvest. And this is, like you said,
Leket. We're talking about Leket.
About Leket, yes.
Exactly. Yep.
Did you help them?
Well, I know that they did look at our model. And we've certainly spoke in the early days. And in fact, on my next visit, I definitely plan to visit them, see them, talk to them, and see what we can both mutually learn from each other.
How do you overcome all these health regulations? I know when you have a function, the caterer would tell you, sorry, you can't take food home. So how can you distribute the food to the needy?
Well, the caterer is giving you wrong information, actually, because we had laws changed to allow good food to be given away for free without fear of legislation. So that law we had changed in four states, and the other states it's become acceptable because of practice. And so anytime you hear somebody saying, we're not allowed to do that, you can educate them. That's part of our education, to make sure that people don't think that they can't make sure that good food doesn't go to waste.
So the legislation has changed.
Now, yes, we have that change.
Yeah. Now, the logistics of it, how do you gather the food and actually give it to the people, deliver it to the people that need it?
So Oz Harvest now has a fleet of 40 refrigerated vehicles that go leave an office empty and go to supermarkets and delis and hotels and manufacturers and producers And anywhere that there's surplus food in the industry, and we collect that food, and then we go directly to over 900 charitable organizations, and we give them that food. Sometimes it might be pre-prepared and cooked food. Sometimes it's raw. Sometimes it's fresh. Sometimes it's dry goods. So we weigh all the food, and so we say it's the equivalent. We have delivered the equivalent of 59 million meals since we started, but that's over 20 million kilos of food.
That is amazing. And who is financing it?
We all are. Individuals, foundations, trusts, corporates. We get very little government funding. Most of our funding comes from groups of individuals, people, foundations, who believe that what we're doing is very valuable.
Ronnie, I never asked you the question, but what prompted you, made you come with this incredible initiative?
So I really wanted to know what my purpose in this world was. I had lived in Israel. I had lived in South Africa. I came here. I built a business that allowed me to have a roof over my head and food on my table. And I wanted to know what else. It couldn't have just been to look after my family or look after myself. And so I wanted to find my purpose. And knowing that good food was going to waste because I saw it in my business, and knowing that there were people hungry because I knew that, I thought if I could connect those two, it would be a good thing. And it seems like it has been a good thing.
It's a wonderful thing. I think Oz Harvest is doing so much in the community. And Ronnie Khan, thank you very much for this incredible initiative, your contribution to your new country, Australia, which is not such a new country anymore.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest reward is that you are recognized as Australia Day Ambassador. Ronnie Khan, thank you.